Clinging to a grudge can do more harm to us than the people we resent. Emotional retaliation may be tempting, but it's never deeply satisfying, says author Robin Kasarjian, who had to learn how to forgive in her own life and has since widely taught the practice of forgiveness. And besides, she points out, a well-nursed grudge has the unintended effect of locking us into a bitter experience.
Forgiveness really allows us to let go of the past. The need to let go of the past is such a fundamental human need so that we can be present and fully alive in the moment. And, you know, I often think of anger and resentment when we hold on to it. It's like having a handcuff around our wrist and being handcuffed to the person toward whom we feel that resentment. And there's a way in which we're bound and attached to that person in almost like a permanent way, consciously or unconsciously.
Whether we're struggling with a personal relationship or with someone we work with, bitterness usually arises after we've been hurt. But wallowing in hostility rarely contributes to a solution and doesn't heal the wound. In fact, it usually aggravates things.
And if you look at the derivation of the word resentment, it comes from to feel again. So when we resent, we feel again and again and again the pain and the hurt of the past. So the question is, how can we let go of that so we can go on in being free in our lives?
Today, Robin Kasarjian directs the Lionheart Foundation in the Boston area. It provides training in emotional literacy to prisoners, teenage moms, and at-risk youth. Early in her career, Robin worked as a consultant to companies seeking to promote employee wellness. She focused on helping workers reduce the consequences of stress. Robin noticed that many people with aggravated symptoms of stress were also walking around with deep-seated resentments. Her research into the problem led to publication in 1992 of Forgiveness, A Bold Choice for a Peaceful Heart, one of the first and most popular books to study this topic in depth.
Well, there's been an explosion in the investigation of forgiveness since that time. Whole departments and universities have built up around this exploration of forgiveness.
Why do you think there's been this surge of interest in forgiveness kind of all of a sudden?
That's a great question. I think that once the research started to be done, people saw that this was a dynamic that had profound implications for people's well-being and physical health, even connections between people forgiving and significant increases in immune functioning, again, among HIV, people with HIV.
The psychoneuroimmunology
that's right.
of forgiveness
right.
can
and that,
change the physiological patterns of the body.
Exactly. And that's a field that's exploded, psychoneuroimmunology and the mind-body connection. So it all came along together.
One reason Robin Kasarjian emphasized the teaching of forgiveness is she saw that people who were stuck in resentments lacked basic knowledge and skills for how to dig their way out of the dilemma.
They didn't see forgiveness as an option for themselves because so many of us, well, when you think about it, people often feel, I'm not going to forgive them after what they've done. The implication of that being, I'm not going to do that person a favor. Not realizing that forgiveness is a favor that we do for ourselves. We do it to release ourselves from the negative power, in a sense, that somebody has over us. When we begin to realize that forgiveness is an act of self-interest, it's something that we do for ourselves in order to free ourselves, and it has nothing to do with doing a person a favor. It's the favor is one that we do for ourselves.
But in forgiving someone who's wronged us, are we not, in effect, letting them off the hook?
Well, you know, David, that's a great question. And when I teach about it, and I always start with what forgiveness is not, rather than what forgiveness is. And I feel like it's very important to clarify that so that people are more open to that possibility of forgiving. And forgiveness is not condoning somebody's hurtful or abusive behavior. It's not excusing it. It's not diminishing the impact of it. It doesn't mean that we repress our anger when we're really feeling angry. It doesn't mean that we act in a particular way. So in other words, I can forgive a friend from whom I've been estranged, and it doesn't mean that I have to call them up and say, let's get together Friday night or do anything in particular. I can forgive a person and litigate if I feel like that's what I need to do.
I forgive you, but I sue you.
That's right. I forgive you, but I sue you. And in doing that, the I forgive you is I am not going to carry this emotional burden because you have shown up in a particular way. I'm going to begin to distance myself from taking your behavior so personally, even though I may be the receptor of it, in a way that allows me to see this. Forgiveness is a choice and a decision to really see the situation differently. So in other words, if somebody harms me, do I see them as how could they disrespect me that way, and taking it in a deeply personal way rather than perhaps seeing it, wow, this is a person who's confused, ignorant, not in a judgmental way necessarily ignorant, but somebody who's really wounded emotionally. That doesn't mean I excuse their behavior. It doesn't mean I don't call them on it. It doesn't mean I don't set clear, non-negotiable boundaries when necessary. But it does mean that I see them in a way that allows me to disentangle myself emotionally from that person's confusion. Again, I don't give them the power to impact me so negatively.